The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we got kind of an interesting basketball game tonight and some kind of interesting football tonight. So let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jaxton's Grill House and Bar, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master, back in studio keeping us on air as we broadcast live from Jaxton's Grill House and Bar out here in Cypress. And, man, this place is really, really nice. Looking forward to checking out that menu, too.
The sign says Bistro.
Yeah.
And you know when the sign says Bistro, and then you walk inside and there's wine bottles hanging over the bar,
yeah,
like in some sort of fancy configuration.
Your first thought is this is for fancies.
This is a fancy place.
Yeah.
This is a fancy place. Yeah. This is for fancies. There's a fake tree in here.
There's two fake trees.
Two.
Yeah.
There's two fake trees. This is a fancy place. There's something written on the wall over there in a language that's not English. So there's no way you can pass this place off as not a fancy place. This is
However, they have a nice bar set up with plenty of TV, so you'll be able to watch the Rockets.
That
tonight
is nice.
Yeah, and a very nice drink selection. I was kind of doing what I usually do when I look at the menu and I'm just like, man, they got some nice cocktails here. I could just sit here and get wasted and not go home tonight and
let's
get divorced
do it
again. So
let's make that party happen,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it's. Maybe, but anyway, cool place, man. This area is really, really nice. It's just growing up. So come on out if you're here. And our buddy Tyler here, we finally got to a place close to him.
Okay.
Yeah. He comes to all our stuff.
He travels to our stuff, and now we're coming to him.
So basically, that's why we're here. That and the owner used to listen to us.
We had to come to the fancy part of town for Tyler to come out.
Yeah, whenever they got the wine up on the wall.
That's a sign.
That's another sign that it's a fancy.
Yeah.
But, man, I was looking at the menu. It looks fantastic, so I'm looking forward to trying some of the food. And it's very, very affordable for how fancy this place is. So,
well, good to know.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll be here until 7 o'clock tonight. And if you're in the area or you're just driving home and you're kind of in the area and you want to come and see a really cool place and hang out with us and stick around, watch some basketball or football or whatever you wish.
Whatever ball you wish.
Yeah. They've got ball stuff.
Well, you have like a choice. Well, are you going to have a choice of what ball you watch here?
Well,
if I say, hey,
I don't think you should limit yourself to one ball. They're going to have.
Let's say you
want to
watch the basketball,
right?
And I want to watch the football.
Well, they've got. I see plenty of TVs here. They'll probably have one of each. See, yeah. I would like to watch. I'd like to be able to have Rockets, NFL, UH.
Oh, okay.
I bet they could make that happen, huh?
Oh, I guess that'd probably work. Yeah. I was thinking Rockets, NFL, and then the Davidson-Wichita game.
Get out of here. Watch that on your computer.
Well, that's a really important matchup, Fred.
Yeah, yeah. How much did you invest in that?
I don't even know what you're saying.
Speaking of investments, man,
I got my butt kicked last night on one of my hockey overs because I doubled down when I found out that the starting goalie was out at the last minute. And the other guy was playing a back-to-back. I'm like, oh, he's going to give up five or six goals. And they had to get a guy who was a women's coach as an emergency backup goalie in Winnipeg to play for the Capitals in case something happened. I'm like, okay, this is a definite over. Nope. 3-1.
He shut it down?
He didn't get to play.
Oh, okay.
The other guy on his back-to-back actually played real well. So, but yeah, it's going to be a fun night of sports, man, and I'm looking forward to Little Rockets, looking forward to UH going over.
Okay, really, what you're hoping for?
Not really interested in anything other than that at this point because that team is dead to me. And looking forward to the end.
You'll be back.
I'm actually
always come back.
I'm actually more interested in UH basketball right now.
Okay.
I'm kind of excited, even though they didn't really destroy Rice the way they should have.
I told you, don't give up those points.
Well, I didn't.
Good.
I didn't. I just saw 24. I'm like, that's too many.
It's too many.
No way I would do that.
It's too damn high, they
but,
say.
But I also, friends don't let friends bet Rice. So
that's a good call.
There's no way I could go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually got back on my winning ways last night.
I saw that, yes.
Basketball. It's about time.
Thanks to the Corn Aggies.
And, man, the refs tried to screw them, too, for a little while. Like, they called this really horrible moving screen where the guy, the Nebraska player, hits a three. And Nebraska's about to go up 12 points. So instead, they wipe the three away. And then from across the court, I don't know how he heard it. I mean, it's like 60 feet away.
Right.
Somehow, Nebraska's coach says something, gets teed up. So now it's a three-point swing the other way. So now it's a six-point game. They hit a three. So it's instantly like it went from being a 12-point game to a three-point game. Just out of the blue. And luckily Nebraska got their bleep together and came back. It was, by the way, horrible call. Horrible, horrible call. There's no way
if you don't cover because of that, then.
And this was the worst part. There was and it wasn't even a close cover by the end of it. I think Nebraska won by 15 or something. I mean, it was a lopsided win. Point spread was 7.
Yeah.
But there was after they call this bad moving screen and then they tee up the coach. They go to review. What could they be reviewing, you ask? I don't know. They were there for 5 minutes. It's got to be something really, really intriguing.
Critical, yeah.
After 5 minutes, they walk away from the monitor. Normally, the first thing they do when they walk away from the monitor is what? Tell the TV guys what's going on.
Yeah.
Not today. They just say, let's play. And that's it. No explanation. I don't know what they were doing. But they wasted 5 minutes of my life.
Yeah, that probably had you nervous because
yeah.
You were trying to figure out. Oh,
well, I knew they weren't going to like uncall the foul.
No, they're going to take away 10 points from Nebraska just to make their life tougher.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, that's typical.
Hey, quick announcement. Big day at Gal Media. We introduced a new website. Innovation Map is now available. And if you get a chance, go check it out. We have a little story on Sports Map about it. And it's much like this restaurant. It's fancy. It's basically a place where we're going to write about startups, tech, health, energy, social impact, and more, and kind of designed to help build entrepreneurial efforts in Houston. So it's something that we hope is going to serve the community really well. So very excited to announce that. And if that's anything at all you're interested in, please go check it out.
There you go.
So in the continuing growing universe
it's
of Gal
growing.
Media. Yeah, yeah. I'm not involved. I just want to make
that
clear.
Not management on this project?
No, I had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
I'm trying to do less around here, AJ, not more. I'm working really, really hard to try to get a few more things off my plate because I got enough going on.
You're busy.
Yeah, especially with the book about to come out, too. That's about to change things. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. You'll have to text us because we're not going to take any phone calls while we're on location. It's a long-standing policy. And plus, I think we took one call yesterday. It was so awful that why bother?
So awful that Fred still remembers it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember it because it's one of our trolls trying to be somebody else.
Wow.
That's the kind of thing that I will remember.
Have you confirmed that?
Oh, I know it already. I know the guy's voice. I knew it about halfway through, and I should have told John to shut him off.
That's your boy, right?
He ain't my boy.
Okay.
And I ain't mentioning his name. He's not, because all he wants to do is get his name mentioned on the radio, right?
Yeah, he wants to be famous.
Yeah, guess what? Not happening.
Okay.
He's one of those, I want to be the next PFT commenter. Well, okay, be funny if you're going to do it. Have some talent. That'll help you. Anyway, Rockets Warriors tonight. What was that, John?
That's a breaking news. Carmelo Anthony is gone.
What? Whoa. I thought that that was fake news. I thought the Rockets said we've had no talks with Carmelo about his exit. Weird. You think they lied to us? I thought he just had a stomach bug. Well,
maybe everybody else on the Rockets got a stomach bug from him, and they just decided, you know what, we don't need this here.
Well,
didn't Daryl Morey call that fake news?
Anybody who listens to this show knows that I'm not an "I told you so" guy. But all you guys who thought Carmelo Anthony was the missing piece to this team, I don't want to say "I told you so," but someone who sounds a lot like me told you so, that this guy is washed and can't play. But you guys say, yeah, but he's instant offense. Instant offense. It's Melo. Look, wait till he gets with CP3. Wait till they're boys. They're going to mesh. No, he's a trash can. He can't play anymore. And then I saw some tweet from Allen Iverson, like, keep your head up, Melo. Don't let him hold you down. Like Melo's being blackballed by the league. No, he's just played for 15 years, and he got old. That's what happens to dudes in the NBA. That's what happens to dudes in every sport. After 15 years, you're not as good as you used to be. And then people say, well, what about LeBron? Listen, LeBron's not as good as he used to be. But where LeBron started was way better than where Melo started. So Melo's even washed LeBron could probably beat prime Melo. Carmelo's he's not a player anymore.
It's just a name.
You gotta accept it. It's his name.
We talk about this all the time. He's just a name now.
Yeah.
That used to be really good. I thought, hey,
like, what if the Rockets today could sign Clyde Drexler? I mean, you can't just say, well, he's a Hall of Fame player. Well, yeah, but he's really old. His skills are diminished. Dominique Wilkins. Remember we saw Dominique Wilkins in that fan game, and he can't even jump because he's so fat? That's Carmelo Anthony now. That's what he's turned into. He's washed.
Well, I thought he could at least come and be better than Ryan Anderson, which is a pretty low bar.
He's not better than Ryan Anderson.
And
I'm sorry.
So that was my thought. Just, okay, I'm down with it. It's not costing you much. And I said if it didn't work, cut ties.
It didn't work.
But, yeah, it's
– could they have got Bamute for the money that Melo got?
No, because they offered him more, from what I understand.
Okay.
He turned down. So.
Well, because Bamute is definitely better than Carmelo.
Well, but one thing here I want to make really clear. It's not like they lost Ariza or Bamute to go get Carmelo Anthony.
No, those guys, they just –
those guys were gone already.
They were leaving, yeah.
This was an attempt to try to fill the hole there, and we'll have to just say it didn't work. So – not surprising. You know, that it's kind of typical though, because that drama, which has been going on here, now supersedes the Warriors drama, which has dominated TV all day and radio.
Yeah.
I've had to turn off four shows today because that's all they're talking about is the Warriors drama. It's like, come on, guys.
Well, and now suddenly the Warriors are saying that their drama isn't a real thing. They're good to go. It actually made them stronger as a team.
Yeah, it that did.
Do you think that Carmelo?
Because I remember when you and I got into a huge argument in the bullpen, and you said some really hurtful things, and then we came back with the best show ever the next day, because that's how it works.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think the reality with that is anybody who's listened to this show has been in a job situation where it's tense, and there's two ways you react to it. You either fold up, and you know you hate it, which I've been in that situation a couple times. Or you all work it out and you're fine. I think this is going to be fine. I really do. It's just a matter of, you know, it happens all the time. It really does. It's just because it's the Warriors, it's a bigger deal. And I'm sure that I think the whole thing is being way overblown. It's one game. It's early in the season. They'll get it worked out. The Warriors' bigger problem right now is not having Steph Curry. Having said that,
right.
Plus 3.5, click.
Yeah.
Because that number went up from like 1.5 to 3.5. I'm like, okay, I can see a late three-pointer doing that. Click.
Yeah.
It's one of my few NBA
bets.
I'm
not betting NBA, but it's an
plus,
off line.
You know,
that's a queer number, if you know what I mean.
It is, but you know what? I haven't lost any money on NBA yet this week. I have every other sport. It's kind of my...
Okay, yeah. So you're trying to hit them all.
Yeah. I mean, I want to hit the superfecta of dumb bets.
Okay.
So I'm giving it away. Right now I'm giving it to MyBookie because that's where I do all my bets. And, guys, if you're not on MyBookie, the best website to wager on sports. There's so many things I like about it. The mobile site, I can sit here on my phone while I've got all my show stuff here and make bets, which is always cool. I made a bet while I was getting on an airplane when we were coming back from Vegas. Or when I was coming back from Vegas, you were coming back later. And the reality is it is such a – they've got everything that I could possibly want. Like all the sports that I'm losing money on, hockey, NBA, NFL, college football, horse racing, it's all available there. CFL, you name it, I can play it. And I love getting on there and making wagers. And the best part is they're safe, they're reliable, they've been in business for years. Their customer service is fantastic. If you have any kind of issue, somebody tweeted at me today about an issue they had, and they fixed it for them. And they have that in-game. I'm going to need this tonight because by the time I get home, games are going to have started. And especially, if, for instance, at UH Tulane game, if UH gets off to a bad start again, then I might throw some money on them and get better price than I would at the beginning of the game. It's what in-game live betting does. All you got to do is go Google MyBookie to get your account started, or you can go to mybookie.ag, whatever's easier. Just get on your computer, your mobile phone, and they're going to match 50% of your initial deposit. How about that? You're getting started, you say, hey, I'm going to throw $200 in there, you're going to get $100 in free play. All you have to do is use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
All right, guys, let's talk about my computer career. How about a graduate that used to work somewhere like Quickie Mart, and it was a job he couldn't get out of quick enough? He was such a great student at my computer career that they hired him as a mentor. Since their program's designed for people with no IT experience, they support their students with one-on-one mentoring. And if you don't jump out of bed every day excited for work, they're giving you an opportunity to change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. If you don't have computer experience or training, no big deal. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jaxton's Grill House and Bar, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live at Jaxton's out here in Cypress. Come on out. Very, very cool place if you're in the area. Great bar setup, which we're set up right next to the bar.
That's a good place to be.
Which is the perfect place to be.
Yeah.
So I can sit here and watch TV and, you know, longingly look at the alcohol.
Right.
Well, it's perfect.
You can't have any alcohol?
I can, but, you know, it's kind of a haul driving home.
I mean, you could have one drink now at 4 o'clock.
I might, but, you know, then it might turn into 2 or 3 or 5, and, you know, I got stuff to do when I get home.
Yeah.
I'm not good at that. I'm not good at the one drink while I'm out thing.
Okay.
I just figure it's easier just to say, just have water, you know.
Okay.
When I get closer to home and I'm not going to slide into a family of six because I've been drinking, I'll be happy to do
good.
It. No, I quit. I don't really drink at all when I'm out anymore. I might have one beer is all.
Oh, that, I looks, see that food. Ooh, it looks good.
Yeah, it does.
Yep. I have no idea what it is.
It looks good. It looks bacon wrapped to me.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Bring it over here. Yeah, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Tell you no? I mean, come on.
Wow.
Is this some kind of bacon wrapped shrimp?
Yes. Stuffed with crab,
bacon, lemon butter. Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is going to work. Put the headphones on. Tell us what that is, because people are listening and we're not even.
Yeah, this guy got headphones?
Yeah. Yes, you. Yeah.
You got him here, Ninja?
Yeah.
All right.
Put them on. So right, before we get started, you own this place. You used to listen to us when you were working closer to town.
Yep.
And how long have you been open now?
We've been open since May of 16, so 2.5 years or so.
Nice. So you haven't heard us in 2.5 years is what you're telling me.
Pretty much.
Yeah, hard times.
Pretty
hard
much.
Hard times. Businessman
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
What made you decide to open up a restaurant? What were you doing in Houston, and then you decided to open up a spot?
So I was at Tony's. I grew up in the restaurant business.
Okay.
That's a pretty good pedigree to have.
Yeah. Pedigree of Tony's is I mean, wouldn't be here without it, obviously, right? But I grew up out here in the Cypress area, and this area is pretty much devoid of any sort of good dining. It's mostly chains and yeah. stuff. So I wanted to bring something a little bit nicer to the neighborhood. And 2.5 years later, here we still
kicking.
Yeah,
I think 2.5 years. Like
you might get the
by
first
restaurant
two and a half,
standards.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you, I mean, you're hanging in there. That's yeah. Usually you know by 2.5 years.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, no, we're loving it, man. We've been the community has been extremely supportive. I mean, it wasn't just me who was looking for something a little bit nicer, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody, we're kind of like the haven for the people who don't necessarily want to go to the chains on a day-to-day basis. So
this is definitely nicer than Applebee's.
Well, I don't want to say any names. But
I'll say we'll do it. Yeah. But you also, I mean, you got such a nice bar set up here. If somebody just wants to come in and watch some games and have some appetizers, that's always a good plan too.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, we take pride in being versatile, right? So if you want to come in on a Wednesday night and just grab a burger and a beer, you can do that. Watch the game, whatever. If you want to come in and do a really nice steak night and get dressed up and have a bottle of wine, we can do that too. And we just added a bunch of TVs to the bar. You know, born and raised here in Houston, so I'm a huge, obviously, local sports fan. So I want to make sure we can support Rockets, Texans, Astros,
nice,
Cougs.
All right.
Yeah. So what'd you bring us?
So I brought you our shrimp brochette. This is our most popular appetizer. So it's shrimp stuffed with crab and jalapeno.
That sounds amazing.
Wrapped in bacon, and then we serve that with a lemon beurre blanc.
Perfect.
So, yep. Y'all enjoy it.
All right, man. Thanks for having us out here.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yep.
Yeah, that looks amazing. And now, of course, I'm going to be staring at it for the next 6 minutes until we
go
to break.
6 minutes. Let's go to break now.
Sorry, man. Can't do it. Got to stay on clock.
All right, fine.
Yeah. A32 says, my bookie says Warriors Rockets is pick 'em. I got it at 3.5. So I wonder if that's changed.
I mean, it could be bouncing around. I have no idea. I don't look at basketball anymore. I don't look at NBA.
I don't think my wager. I don't think I moved it 3.5 points.
Okay.
I don't have that kind of power, sir. Nor should I. It should go the other way every time I bet now.
Yeah.
It's one of those streaks. But I have a good feeling about this weekend. I was bouncing some of my plays off you and. I feel really good about this weekend. This is the weekend where I come out and I go, okay, now the streak begins.
You might play more games than me this weekend, at least on college.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is rare.
I think I have 6 plays this week, which is as high as I ever get. But
and me, guess what I'm playing? Hawaii. Doing my week. I'm doing your week. It's a weird
so Hawaii,
weird thing
Hawaii's your one play.
It's one of my only plays, yeah.
Yeah, they've had some bad injuries, but I don't mind that play.
UNLV is so horrible.
Yeah, they are. And I do think I might wind up on that one, too. That's one that was on my list of other games I was looking at. But I'm going to wait and see how I do. That's the beauty of Hawaii games.
Yeah, you can always.
If I'm on a tear, then, all right, let's add Hawaii. If I get my butt kicked, I can say, you know what, let's triple up on Hawaii.
Yeah.
That's happened before.
Yeah.
All right.
One of the games I was looking at was Purdue. And I was like, oh, yeah, Purdue. It was like -5.5. I was like, I kind of like Purdue this week. And then the bomb drops today that their head coach is leaving.
Yeah.
Or it will be announced on Monday that he's leaving, which that's always great. It's like, hey, let's hold out until Monday to announce this.
We were getting a bunch of tweets from people who can't understand why he would leave. And here's my thought on coaches is the guys that leave after 1 year are turds.
Yeah.
I think if you go to a school that gives you a chance like that, I think 3 years is – fair, just like I think the team should give you 3 years most times, but I mean the college should give you 3 years. So this is 2 years, so it's a little but it's also his alma mater. It's the job he wants. It's no different to me than Tom Herman wanting Texas after 2 years. I'm okay with it, and if there's circumstances like that, totally down with it.
Yeah.
And in this case, and I like Jeff Brohm as a coach. I've been talking about him since he was at Western Kentucky. And, you know, he's done a really good job at Purdue.
Oh, yeah.
And he will do a really good job at Louisville. So I don't, you know, I know Purdue fans not happy because They kind of probably look at themselves and say, hey, we're just as good as Louisville. They're probably better than Louisville. Well, I like the Big Ten better. I think his chances of winning at Louisville are better than they are at Purdue.
Yeah, so in the 2 years he's been at Purdue so far, he's had 12 wins. The past 5 years at Purdue before that, they had 15.
Yeah, so I know they're frustrated with it, and I understand that. But
you're also Purdue football.
Right.
Like, let's not forget that. It's kind of like, you know, when I said, and it's a little bit different, when I said UH, you're not Texas. Like, you have to expect that a guy might leave for a job, like, or even Texas A&M, like Kevin Sumlin did. Like,
right. I mean,
at some point, you are what you are.
You expect that there. I would rather have guys like that than guys who plan to stay here forever and go 7-5 and then lose back-to-back games and fall to 7-3 and can't hire a defensive coordinator.
Now, Purdue.
I'm sorry, I don't know what I was talking about.
I don't know what you were either. Purdue to Louisville, it's not like a.
Even if it's a lateral move,
it's his alma mater.
The guy's going
which changes
home.
Things. Yeah,
and he's a. So I'm not too. I'm not going to bang on him for that. I know there's some people that are upset by it because they always are, but in this case, I think I don't blame him.
And, no, I don't either.
And I like him as a coach. I think he'll do good things there.
And if he was able to fix Purdue, I don't see why he wouldn't be able to fix Louisville.
Yeah, it's easier. I think it's easier to recruit there. I think it's easier to become competitive at the top level in the ACC. I mean, you're still always going to have to deal with Clemson. But with Florida State down right now and Miami not really doing much, it's not going to take much for them to be just where they were a couple of years ago, where they're a program that's in the mix for that conference title. I mean, you still got to beat Clemson. But I don't think it's impossible.
Joe says he's got a line giving Golden State +4. Should I?
Ooh. Well, I did it at 3.5. So... Yeah, you know, I played
NBA.
$50. I'm just every now and then
for entertainment purposes.
Well, it's
like watching a movie, paying to watch a movie.
Yeah, to have an interest in it, and paying to watch a movie, and also just because at some point you want to hit something, even if it's small.
Yeah.
When you're at 1 for your last 6, you want to kind of get the train rolling in the right direction. So that's all I'm looking for is that. And you know, my bigger play is the over on UH Tulane. Which, and we were looking at that number. It keeps dropping.
Yep.
But you know, my plays are not smart right now. I know that. But ZipRecruiter's smart.
Tell us why.
Yeah, because that's who you want to hire. If you're looking to hire, you want to go to ZipRecruiter to help you out. Because there's a lot of things that are not smart. Signing Carmelo Anthony, not smart.
Not wise, guys.
Yeah, but you know what is smart? Going to ZipRecruiter.com/play to hire the right person. There's jobs that send you tons of the wrong resumes to sort through. That's not smart. And what ZipRecruiter does, they don't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. I can't tell you how many useless resumes I sorted through when I was at the Chronicle and how often I get them unsolicited now, and they're people that just aren't right for the jobs. Well, that's what ZipRecruiter fixes, and that's why they're rated #1 by employers in the U.S. And right now, Blitzers can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play, ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jaxton's Grill House and Bar, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
So there was a report that came out today, the tweet that acting as if it's a done deal with Louisville. Do you care to address that tweet?
Yeah, I mean, completely false. And once again, complete speculation. Else to answer that. It caught me off guard as well. And I think I'm an open book, communicating with players and coaches and administration, and completely no truth to that.
There have been some of your players, even Elijah Ball, like, who tweeted it and was worried about it. Have you now been forced to address your team with these rumors?
You know what? You are correct. And normally I let that stuff go. We just had a a quick team meeting right after practice, and it was addressed and explained. And I told them my office is an open door. If anyone has any questions ever, if anything comes up, feel free to come ask me. And I think that's the best way to handle it. And so, yes, I did address it with our team right after practice today.
And we are back on the Blitz. That was Jeff Brohm. What's he supposed to say? I mean, you can't, you know, if there's an announcement coming Monday, at least he didn't do it at this time. There's nothing to it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of your standard response, right? At this time, no.
Right.
But we'll see, because those are words you have to take back when you take the job.
Right.
But nobody ever holds anybody
inevitably
that.
Will.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But it does make you look kind of scummy. And if he did indeed go to his players and say, hey, this is a total lie, I'm here. And it's one thing to lie to the media. Don't lie to your players. That's
a lot of coaches do, though, and then
I know.
They just disappear. And they're guys that – listen, you go into it in a lot of cases. If you're a Purdue player, you know that if Louisville's open, that's the first name they're calling.
Yeah.
And he probably should just say, listen, I'm focused on you guys right now. Those things are for the off season. And then you take the job Monday. Just say, well, things changed. That'll be it. Things changed fast.
Yeah, just they called me after they heard this rumor, and they were like, hey, well, do you want the job? And I was like, you know, yeah, I guess now that you offer it,
I'll take it. I didn't want it on Thursday.
But now you piqued my interest.
Yeah. Once I found out just how much money you were going to pay me.
Right.
But it's always a tough situation for a coach to be in to have to address stuff like that.
Right.
Because it is, from the positive side, somebody wants you. And especially a place where you're familiar with, a place where you played, you coached there. It just makes sense. And people are going to speculate. And stories like that, in his mind, it could be completely false. It could be his agent. Usually what it is, the agent is talking to the school.
Right.
And the coach wants plausible deniability. And then he can come back and say, well, this came up over the weekend, and, you know, we decided to do this. But obviously, because that was always someone's thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't know anything about Arizona. I don't know anything about the – no, your agent does, though.
Yeah.
And a lot of – that's why he would just float his names for stuff. But I think in this case it's, you know, the we'll see. He said he told them his office is open if anyone has questions. That's not lying to your players. Well, we don't know what he said to them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just said I hope he's not lying to his players. I don't know if he did or not. I'm not there. But I'm saying if he went and told his players, listen, this is all BS, and you know I'm here for the long haul, and then he's not. That's garbage.
Yeah. Now I don't know that he said anything about being in for the long haul, though. He just said it's not true.
Right. I'm saying I don't know what he said.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I hope he didn't lie to the players. I don't care if guys lie to the media.
That's their
prerogative.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you know. that's why we have Bill O'Brien is for that. So, yeah. But I think, you don't want guys lying to their players. But then also, and this is the thing. I always go back to this. If he decides to take that job, then those kids at Purdue should have the option to go somewhere else if they want to.
Agreed.
Because you commit to a program. No, that's fanboy speaking. You commit. You're going to spend all your time with not just the head coach, but these assistant coaches, and those are the guys that are going to not only coach you, but you're going to be around them all the time. You commit to a coach, and that's one of the hypocrisies of the NCAA.
Agreed.
If you ask me.
Hey, do you want to hear Daryl Morey's statement on Carmelo Anthony?
Yes, that stomach bug got worse, huh?
After much internal discussion, the Rockets will be parting ways with Carmelo Anthony, and we are working toward a resolution. Carmelo had a tremendous approach during his time with the Rockets and accepted every role Coach Mike D'Antoni gave him. The fit we envisioned when Carmelo chose to sign with the Rockets has not materialized. Therefore, we thought it was best to move on, as any other outcome would have been unfair to him. And then it goes to list all the things that he did when he was a good basketball player.
That was
10-time All-Star, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it didn't happen last year for him in Oklahoma City. It didn't happen here. Like the guy was done. But what's funny is I'm seeing all this, this was a huge mistake. But it wasn't a mistake. If the guy had come in and given you anything, great. If he didn't, you do what you did.
Yeah.
He didn't cost you enough to worry about. So
it would have been a bigger mistake had they done it 2 years ago, you know, like when
and paid him all that money.
Yeah. because let's face it, Daryl Morey's had a thing for this guy for a long time. He's wanted him.
It happens. I mean, sometimes you get attracted to people.
And he's man-crushed on him, and he was like, this is the guy we need.
Sometimes you got to wait till they're divorced or, you know, till they put on a little weight.
And now he's like, Carmelo's like he's got gray hair, you know. He never wears a bra. He goes outside the house in a muumuu. He smokes cigarettes all day on the couch and watches daytime television. It's not the girl you went to high school with, Daryl Morey.
Yeah, with a big jar of mayonnaise just eating it right out of there. Mm. Yeah, that's what he's become.
Warm mayonnaise.
Yeah. A jug of ice cream for dessert. Yeah. Just and when that happens, you just you move on.
Yep.
And but I don't mind the move. I mean, if you'd gotten something out of him, like I said, I had set a low bar. Was right. Oh, by the way, those shrimp were amazing.
Oh, so good.
Oh,
so good.
Jong says Carmelo is Steve Francis' second time around with the Rockets.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I guess that's fair.
Yeah, I don't remember much about the second time around.
I don't remember much about it either.
I barely remember the first time around. I just remember not liking the Rockets then. But, you know, because they weren't really fun. So I will not get this posted anytime soon, but Steven, the weather guy, was following up on our Coach's Fight Club bracket.
Uh-huh.
He wrote a story with a Coach's Fight Club bracket for Sports Map.
There you go.
So I will get that posted at some point. It probably will be in the morning, because I think I'm going to settle in with some adult beverages and watch some sport tonight, because there's some really good stuff. So, 713-780-ESPN. I don't know that there's a team out there that would want Melo at this point. I mean, does he sell tickets for a crap team at this stage of his career?
I don't think so.
But you're Phoenix, let's say, and you want to sell tickets. Well, they just beat the Spurs last
year. Yeah, I don't think Phoenix, they're doing like a legit rebuild.
Yeah.
Kind of a waste of time.
Yeah. But, you know, it's one of those things that with guys like this, you're always looking at them as, oh, man, remember when he did this? Remember when he did that? Yeah, but guys get old. It happens. And they become just names. And I don't know how many times we've seen this in the NFL. Oh, sign Terrell Owens. Terrell has not played in how many years? You know, Randy Moss. There becomes a time when those guys are done. And they're just names. And you can talk about, oh, he was one of the all-time greats. And you can't really say that about Carmelo. But when they can't play anymore, they can't play anymore. And it becomes a distraction. Because the reality is that guy still thinks he's that guy. And he's nobody wants to give up. Hell, you know, we got guys in radio that hung around forever because they thought they were so good at it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's why I've always said I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the guy that's still sitting here, you know, just cashing checks and ripping and reading stuff. Because that's, you know, I want to leave before I'm sick of hearing myself. And that's hard for an athlete to say, especially when you're truly great. I'm not truly great. I'm just okay. But guys who are truly great, it's hard to say, you know, hey, man, I can still do this. Because there's always those little flashes, right? There's that moment where you see something and you think, okay, I still got this. And you really don't.
Yeah, not usually.
No. 713-780-3776. If you wish to text the show, be happy to, if they're good, we'll talk about them. Sean says, I'm the biggest Syracuse homer, but Melo is done. Yeah, and I heard Polillo talking about that a little bit. Maybe it was yesterday. It's like he'll always love him for getting him a national championship. But, you know, this is the time comes for everyone, especially athletes. And you know why they hold on? Because
they make
a bunch
of money.
Well, and a lot of them go and blow it. So you're earning your time to earn is pretty limited.
Yeah.
And think about how many players who were really good players to great players completely irrelevant once they're out of the game.
Yeah.
And I think there's a fear of that. You go from being this guy that everybody loves and wants to be around to some guy who's there have been former athletes that are just that'll come on the show, and they're just so happy that somebody wants to talk to them. Yeah, at this point, and you kind of feel bad. At least I feel bad. But
They had their moments.
Yeah, because it's just kind of sad. They're like, oh, you know, you wish that they'd, you know, you wish that people would still want to talk to them. And the truth is, there's a lot of guys like, you mentioned Dominique Wilkins. I bet if Dominique Wilkins walked in right now, not a single person here would recognize him. He just looked like a large man.
Yeah.
Who'd, you know, gotten a little sloppy.
Which is pretty crazy to think about.
Bernard King. Here's a name for you.
Yeah.
Would you know Bernard King if he walked in now?
Probably not.
Maybe. But those were guys that were my era that I loved watching. And, you know, they were fantastic. They were on that level that Melo was on. And we're not talking about that long ago. And, you know. All right. Let me tell you about Robinhood. And this is an awesome investing app. It lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, cryptos, all commission-free. And, guys, if you've been thinking about getting involved in investing and you're not really sure how to start, well, Robinhood's a great way to learn why you do it. They're trying to make it work for everybody, not just the riches out there. And I've been using Robinhood long before they ever started advertising with us. I love this app. I keep track of everything that I have on there. I have a watch list, basically, so I can, if there's a stock that drops to a certain price that I want to get rid of, then I do it. Or if it gets to a certain, if there's another one out there that drops to a point where I'm going to buy, it tells me. So I can go in and do it. I'm learning while I'm going with this. And the cool thing is, if you're just somebody who wants to say, I just want to start with a small amount, we can do that on Robinhood. Right now, they're going to give you a free stock, like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. All you have to do is sign up at faour.robinhood.com. That's faour.robinhood.com. Time to get in the investing game, and Robinhood is the place to do it. That's faour.robinhood.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jaxton's Grill House and Bar, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. We're out here in Cyprus at Jaxton's, and there's Blitzers here.
Yeah.
That we're finally in their area, so they're very very cool. But so it's a couple of cool guys here on the last break. So if you're in the area, and it's called... Town Lake Boardwalk. Okay. It's Town Lake Boardwalk in Cyprus. We will be here till 7.
Is that Town Lake behind us here?
That must be. There is a body of water. I don't know if it's technically a lake or...
It's pondish.
Well, it looks...
Small lake, maybe? 300 acres, the lake?
That's like a...
Oh, okay. So it's more than we can just see here. Okay. All right.
So it's more like a fjord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's around.
Yeah, but no, there's actually some really nice views here, too. And not the euphemism views we're usually talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that's
here,
too.
It's not where we, like, incognito sexually harass women.
No, right,
actually a nice looking
spot.
No,
we're actually talking about the lake behind us. All right. Where the hell were we? I'm totally lost now.
I have no idea. John, can you tell us the schedule? When do we have Chris Harris on today?
I've got it all. 5:30.
5:30.
And then Brad at 6. So,
all right.
Did
we used to do Chris in the 4 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
His schedule kind of had to shift around a little bit.
Gotcha.
Oh, what? You can't do his podcast whenever?
I don't know.
YouTube channel he can't do whenever?
Busy boy.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Dawn, whom I'm assuming is a Purdue fan because she has Boiler Donnie as her Twitter handle.
Yeah.
So was Brom already checked out for the Minnesota game, and as long as we beat Indiana. I hope not, because I hate when coaches do that, and it can happen. And it happened at UH with someone when they lost that game to Southern Miss. If you're making a deal with somebody and working out all the details and all that stuff, you're not game planning. You're leaving it to your assistants. And they're also wondering, are they going with you and all that stuff, and you're having those conversations. And it can become a huge distraction. And I think that if that's the case – that sucks of him if that's why they didn't show up. Now, I think they had a bad game on the – I think that was kind of a bad spot for them, to be honest. Minnesota's playing better. They're coming off, you know, basically that murderer's row of Ohio State, Michigan State, and Iowa, and they won 2 out of those 3. I think they were just kind of due for a letdown.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what they do against Wisconsin this week, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like I said, I was thinking about betting Purdue, and now, no thanks.
Yeah. But, no, but it's a really good question. So, BQ says, the one time you go to Cyprus where I stay, I can't see you guys. Well, darn it, BQ.
Sorry, man. What are we supposed to do?
Yeah, I know. We've been telling you guys about this all week. We're going to be here on Thursday. Actually, I'm really glad to be out here. This is a cool place and a lot of cool people. So, and we have not really been in this part of town in a while. I mean, we've been kind of around, but I can't remember the last time we'd actually been in Cyprus for something.
It's been a while.
So, oh, man. 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. 936 asking, could the greatest show on radio speculate on the return of Foreman? Just curious. I think basically what happened with that with Deontay Foreman is they started this clock. They've got 21 days to sort of evaluate him and then determine whether or not they're going to bring him back this year. So he's practicing, which is a good sign. I kind of get the sense at this stage of the season you might be better off just saying, you know what, let's go ahead and punt on this till next year. But I think if he's back and even 90%, he could help this team. That's a position where they could use another guy. So, you know,
but I also think that his long term health is more important than what he can give you this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think the idea is that although I kind of think some of these running backs are pretty interchangeable.
Yeah,
and it's kind of the whole Le'Veon Bell conversation that we did the other day. Kind of the way it did for me is, I think you can find another Deontay Foreman in the third round. I really thought they needed to get a running back this year, this last draft.
Yeah.
Because they might not have Foreman. And I took it as a sign that they thought he might be back. And, you know, you don't know if he's going to be the same when he comes back. He might be. I hope he is because I really like the guy. But if he comes back and he doesn't have that explosiveness and suddenly, you know, he looks like Alfred Blue out there, you already got one of those.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'll just have to address it in the draft. But, yeah, I think it's one of those positions that you can always find good running backs in the second, third, fourth round. It just seems like every year there's somebody that goes there, and they get hurt a lot because I think they take more of a beating than anybody on the field.
Yeah.
But in his case, it wasn't that kind of injury. It was one of those non-contact injuries where you just say, ugh. And you know it when it happens too, and those always worry you because, to me, those take longer than breaking something. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show, 713-780-3776. And out here in Cyprus, come join us, man. There's a good crew out here. But Chase said shots fired. I'm not firing shots at anyone, Chase, when I'm talking about that. There's no one in particular I was talking about when I said I didn't want to hang around too long. You know, that's I don't think there's guys like that running around at other stations.
No.
Yeah. I can't think of a single one. All right, maybe I could think of a couple.
Yeah, maybe one or two.
Yeah.
You on the air right now?
I don't know because I don't listen this time of day.
Okay.
So I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
My ass is in Sam Houston Race Park in Cyprus. No, that's in Houston. That's about...
I mean, it's like right on the Beltway.
Yeah.
Beltway and 249.
It's basically in between 249 and 290. This is just basically straight out 290 to Barker Cypress. So I'd say we're probably 20 minutes from the racetrack.
Yeah.
About that?
Probably about that.
Yeah. Well, you're actually closer to the racetrack.
Way closer to the racetrack than here.
But yeah, it's technically still in Houston. But yes, is Derrick Rose in the same conversation as Carmelo?
No, but Derrick Rose is playing well this year.
Yeah, and I think he will be in that conversation, and he was for a while, but his was different. He had so many injuries that just kind of slowed him down. But, I mean, he's been effective this year. That's what you were kind of hoping for from Melo, is that you would get sort of this resurgence that Derrick Rose is seeing. But
Derrick Rose is also 30. Carmelo Anthony's, what, 34, 35?
Yeah.
I mean,
and
Derrick Rose is the same age as Russell Westbrook. Derrick Rose is the same age as Jimmy Butler. Like, these guys are guys are still in the meat of their career.
And you could trace what happened to Derrick Rose. He just had injury after injury after injury. And that does destroy guys. Signed Brandon Roy.
Yeah.
But in his case.
God, he was so good.
He was, man. And that's another guy that Yep. He could walk in today. No one would know him. That's why you hope these guys don't get hurt like that, because in his case, he really was – he was about to become a top five player in the league.
Yeah.
He was that good. And then injuries just destroyed him. That's why – and that's why these guys will go as long as they can. And I don't blame any of them. Okay. I am going to tell you about a new client that we have here.
Tell me.
That I'm very excited about. How often – Do you think about car insurance?
Whenever the officer asks me for proof of it.
Yeah, which is pretty much all the time with
That's
you.
About it.
Well, listen, one of the things that we have to do on our job is try to find interesting stuff to talk about. You know, we got plenty today with Mello and the Warriors in town and everything else. But nobody wants to talk about car insurance. Now's the time to talk about it. Because I don't know if you've been paying attention around town. They've been doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Go Insurance has crazy cat billboards, or the one with the elephant being shot out of a cannon. That's Go Insurance, and hopefully they've got your attention. It's the very first on-demand insurance app, and it's exclusively on the iPhone. So if you're an iPhone person, this is cool. It's crazy fast. You just download the app, scan your license. You can get a quote in 60 seconds. How about that? And if you're an iPhone person like I am, and my wife loves stuff like this because she's just absolutely all about the iPhone. Well, now you get a car insurance company that speaks your language. No more insurance jargon that nobody cares about or understands. Just go make your insurance faster, easier, and possibly even cheaper than what you pay now. And they've been the number one auto insurance app in the App Store for 1,500 days running. And they're in Texas now. So go check out what we're talking about. Go to the App Store now and download Go Car Insurance. Geo, very simple. Open the app, get a quote, and see if you can start saving today. Go Insurance.